Allow me, on behalf of the entire community of Holy Cross Parish in Dandora, with sincere heart and gratitude to God, to thank Monsignor and all of you and the team that works with Monsignor for the great support that you have received here, both in prayer and generosity. Kindly clap with me as we thank him. Thank you so much. As Monsignor mentioned, it is coming to 10 years. Next year, we shall celebrate 10 years anniversary of this wonderful relationship we have had with St. Monica. Years go by quickly, but we have realized tremendous growth in that parish in terms of this relationship and what we have managed to achieve together. We have continued to make God known and loved to this big parish of about 40,000 parishioners. It's a big one, definitely demanding, and so many activities happen and take place. I'll quickly try to mention them quickly and how you have supported them through prayers and generosity and the kind. We have two centers. It's difficult to explain a parish that has two places, I would call two churches. One which is the main parish and the other smaller one. The main parish has a capacity of about 2,000 seating capacity and is always full, and we have three masses there. The smaller one has three masses as well, but can accommodate up to 900. And we are talking of big numbers, maybe could compare with the Christmas time here and Easter. For us, it's every Sunday. People are struggling to be in and out. The other smaller one, the size could be like divorce center here, but it's really small. We squeeze people in there. So many remain standing during the scorching sun or rain season. So it becomes very hard for us to maintain the status quo. We have managed a little bit, but other denominations are taking away our people. And so many people are turning away to go to pray because there is no place to sit. And that becomes our challenge. And we have already started the ways of expanding the smaller one. We have already bought the land, which we got the support from here. We're in the second phase of construction, where we are trying to do what the necessary to raise funds for that. So, per Sunday, we serve over 10,000 people, one Sunday, six masses. And we have Sunday school of about 2,000 children that are only in one center. The other center, we are not capable because of the size. We also have a dispensary. It's called Brother Andre Dispensary. He was canonized last year, St. Andre, a Holy Cross brother, which sees about 120 patients per day. Is an outpatient dispensary. But the laboratory has been improved because St. Monica said yes. And today is one of the best laboratories in the area. And we continue ministering people at a very, very affordable services and prices. We are blessed with a kindergarten school and an elementary school. Kindergarten has about 200, and the elementary school has about 500 pupils. They are wonderful kids, very wonderful children. And within those, you are sponsoring quite a number of them from that level to high school. And through the parish administration here, this ministry has seen those that have been blessed with this kind of generosity, their lives have been changed and they are really moving on well. We thank you for your support and generosity. We continue enjoying the clean water. We have a borehole about 600 feet that was sunk 5 years ago. Also, that big chunk of money came from here. Your support, the way you support us, is how Monsignor and the team forward that assistance to us. We thank you so much for that. More than that, we have a rehabilitation center for street children We do go to the streets. Our parish is located to the dumping site, near dumping site. We have put this center there. We take these children that are vulnerable, that have been just left out there to die. We rehabilitate them, and we send them to elementary school, and others manage to go to high school. But all this is because we have been receiving your support. More than that, we have continued to feed the HIV/AIDS patients. We have a center called Veronica's Place. Veronica was one of you here. I saw Tom this morning, I think he's in here. But we dedicated that center to her because she was one of those fundraising wonderful people of God who put that initiative. And we continue feeding these people who definitely, when the pilgrims or travelers come over, they meet them. We have videos that we have been showing. You have transformed their lives. They have given the testimonies of they could be dead if you weren't there. And today, they are who they are because you have been supporting them. That is totally the support from here. Nobody else has ever taken care of that. I want to bring you a story, a true story of one of the beneficiaries of these children that you have been supporting in elementary school through high school, and this is called Winnie. Winnie happened to be picked when she was doing her elementary school studies, and the team here, the St. Monica's community, the education committee, accepted to sponsor her. But when she was in grade 11, she had only the mother. The father was already promoted to glory. And she doesn't have other siblings. The only uncle she had shifted from where we are during the post-election crisis. So she lost it all. So she was with this mother who happened to be very poor. And she had only one bedroom. Unfortunately, when she was in grade 11, a boarding school. Back home, we have boarding schools that we send them. They come home for holidays and then go back to school. Her mother, the only mother she had, passed away. And she asked the school administration that she calls me. So when she called, she told me, "Father Andrew, my mom is dead and I'm coming to bury her, but I have no home." Because when the mother died, she was renting that property. There was nothing. She couldn't return there because she can't pay for it. So I was puzzled. I was confused. I said, well, I have nowhere to take her. I can't put her in the convent of the sisters there. I have no relatives around to take care of her. So it was bothering. It was a big deal. Well, after that, she came, and I met her. I asked her if there was any person that knew the mother that could host her for those 2 weeks of bereavement, and she goes back to school. She happened to find one mother, one friend of the mother, and she put up with her for 2 weeks. But within the 2 weeks, it was really a terrible time, and worse things happened. That very friend of the mother, who was supposed to be a foster mother to Winnie, messed her up. She wanted her to join prostitution to survive for the rest of her life. And Winnie did not give up. She shared this story, not with me. She was fearing to tell me. She shared with the secretary, who happens to be my secretary, but the secretary for the parish, but serves in our administration block. And the secretary broke the news to me that Winnie, where she is, she's been denied everything unless she meets the conditions of this person who was supposed to be the mother to her. And Winnie was so broken. Hopes had closed. She had no future anymore. And I called Winnie. I told her, I know this story, though you didn't want me to know, but the secretary told me. But Winnie, don't give up. You still have a mother, and a father in this world, but where, I don't know. That time, St. Monica was to sponsor her up to grade 12. So I communicated back to St. Monica through Monsignor and the team, Delas and the team, the co-chair team and the members that are working that team. They agreed that they would sponsor Winnie for university studies. And that is the time when I broke the news to Winnie, who really did not know it was going to happen. However, that news was like, she asked me now, where will I be until that happens? So she has to finish the grade 12 and then she goes to the university. So I asked the secretary to put up with her for 2 weeks and then she goes back to school, whereby she would still go, the 2 terms that she would be left with will go by quickly and then she would get a chance to go to the university. However, I created another post that was not there in the school, the elementary school, to be the vice secretary of the school, whereby the school can easily pay her a little bit, then she could sustain herself. And it happened, and Winnie managed to be working there during holidays and when she was waiting to go to the college. And today, I look at Winnie. I'm seeing the soul that would be lost if you had said no. I'm seeing Winnie, who is willing to tell her story. She told me the other day, Father, when I graduate, I'll tell everything. For the rest of people to know, sometimes when hope is lost, there is still a lot to come. And that comes with grace of God. It is you who are the father and mother to Winnie and so many others that you have touched. I want to thank you because Winnie today is doing a CPA course. The accounts is a big business there. She's going to graduate and she's going to be one of the important people eventually if she keeps doing well in her studies. This wouldn't have happened to Winnie whatsoever. It's you who has been the mother and the father. I want to thank you, Monsignor and the team, and you, brothers and sisters, who are listening to me. I continue asking for your generosity. And may God bless you so much as you continue praying for us and blessing us with your generosity, because you are transforming the world that you might have not been there, some have been there, but continue doing this because we also pray for you all the time. You are our brothers and sisters all the time, and God will bless you so much. Regardless of the economic crunch you have here, it also hits us very hard, but continue blessing us in so many ways. Hospitality ministers might be passing to you. If you don't have the green envelope, kindly feel comfortable. If you don't have one, support us in your ways, in your generosity, and in your prayers. And may God always bless you, because without you, I don't know what would be today. Without you, the ministry wouldn't be what it is today. And we continue thanking you so much for that great, great generosity. And may God bless you. Thank you so much.